everybody. Welcome. A little classical guitar ditty. Hold on. Come on. Go. What's good, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to the Krigler Show. Of course, it is me, Adam Krigler, the host of the Krigler Show. Rocking my new Hangover Gang shirt I just got. Ordered the new Tom McDonald albums. We got No Guts, No Glory mixtape and Us Against the World with a bunch of songs I actually haven't even heard yet. A lot of the newer ones that I love, they're very good. Fake Woke, No Lives Matter, Dear Slim's really good. Snowflakes is great. Fake Woke, seriously, is one of his best, hands down. It's so good. If you don't know it, you should definitely check it out. But I'm very excited about that. Of course, the only CD player I have is my car. So I'm going to have to wait till I get back home to listen to those. In fact, I actually have my CD player from high school. I could have brought it and listened to it, but that's all right. Actually, I also got this really dope bandana. Hangover Gang. I wonder if I can make a mask with it. Does this count? Does this count as a mask? I don't know if it counts. Anyway, very cool. Pretty excited about that. Welcome. Today we are going to be discussing a few things. R. Kelly got arrested and, he has been arrested, but he finally got sentenced, and we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about the Marine that I was thinking about last week. I was like, I wonder what happened to him. And it turns out he is in jail. It looks like they're going to court-martial him. And just for speaking up and for being upset with authorities. Of course, he tendered his resignation with the Marines a couple weeks ago when I first reported on the story, when he first spoke out against the withdrawal of Afghanistan. Well, he was right. I mean, I've got his back, and I fully support anything that that he does, because he was 100% correct. Biden did not listen to the generals. The generals should have been more firm on what to do, because that's their job. And the Biden administration should have paid more attention to them. They even warned him, and I actually have some articles talking about how they warned President Biden, and he chose to withdraw everyone. He said, nope, we're going to take everyone out. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about the new New York governor. This woman, I don't even know how to describe her. I have a few clips, video clips, that I'm going to play for you guys. And it is, when you see these videos, if you haven't seen them yet, she, my gosh, she's pretty full of herself. She is full of herself. She's making rules, rule changes, giving herself emergency powers. It's kind of crazy. And no one voted for her. She just got the seat because Cuomo stepped down. And she's going to put a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people, out of work because they are refusing to get the vaccination. So we're going to talk about that. Now, keep in mind, YouTube, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not trying to promote anything or advise anyone in any way. I'm just reporting on the news story about how they're going to lose their jobs over the new New York vaccine mandates. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I want everyone to go to my Krigler Coffee Instagram. Check this out. This is a new post on my Krigler Coffee Instagram, and it's me as a butler holding my coffee, and we need some captions. Usually what we'll do is we'll post them in the stories. So if your caption's good enough, we might put it up there. So anyway, hope you guys have some fun with that. I don't know what I would say. I was like, sir, your coffee is ready. I mean, that's not really that funny, but it'd be nice to have someone that just prepares coffee for me every day and just brings it over. Of course, it wouldn't be me, because I would want the coffee prepared for me, right? Mm. But you can also check out my Krigler Coffee at KriglerCoffee.com. You can also find everything over at AdamKrigler.com. All my stuff, the RSS feed, the podcast, coffee shop, ways to donate directly, ways to follow me, and even my skate videos are all posted in a nice little spot in the video section. So definitely go check that out. And if you guys have not subscribed, please do subscribe, and please smash that like button. Smash that like button for the Krigler Show. Sorry, sometimes I get that voice and I just kind of roll with it. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great week so far. Let's get into it. All right, so first I want to talk about this Marine. Now, I talked about him when he first came out and was getting in trouble. Well, not necessarily getting in trouble, but I fully expected him to get in trouble. I kind of expected this exact thing to happen. So he got jailed. And he had a viral video of him talking to the camera about accountability, wanting the generals in charge to be accountable for the actions of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Because it was. It was done terribly. I don't know if there's still Americans out there. It wouldn't surprise me if there were still Americans out there. Biden claimed that he was going to get every single one of them back. Of course, then he chose not to keep Bagram Airport. He chose not to keep Kabul under their control. He gave it away to the Taliban, and that caused a huge problem at the airport in Kabul, which, of course, you know, we lost 13 service members, which is a huge shame. They didn't need to die. We could have had thousands of troops there. And I'm going to show it to you, and they've actually admitted to it, that they could have had a couple thousand, 2,500 troops to secure Kabul before and get all the Americans out. All right? But that guy got, he's jailed now. So outspoken Marine officer who went viral blasting military leaders over Afghanistan is jailed. That's Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Let's see. So yeah, so he went viral after that video. I'm sure this is the video here. All our son, this is a quote, all our son did is ask the questions that everyone was asking themselves, but they were too scared to speak aloud. Scheller's father, Stu Scheller, told Task and Purpose. He was asking for accountability. In fact, I think he even asked for an apology that we made mistakes, but they couldn't do that, which is mind-blowing. Scheller first rose to the internet stardom by posting a video to Facebook blasting military leaders for the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan, questioning their command questions on the events leading up to and during the final evacuation effort. Scheller would go on to release several more videos, generating praise and controversy while drawing the ire of military leadership. Eventually, he was told by superiors to stop posting to social media altogether, an order he immediately ignored by posting about the gag order. The officer also seemingly realized that last post could result in his trip to the brig. Quote, what happens when all you do is speak truth and no one wants to hear it? But they can probably stop listening because I'm crazy, right? Scheller wrote at the end of the post, Colonel Amel, please have the MPs waiting for me at 1800 on Monday. I'm ready for jail. I mean, during one of these viral videos, not the initial one, but the following one, when he was kind of in hiding, he was in some sort of a school bus, RV or something in the woods somewhere, and he was saying, I tendered my resignation. He retired. He said, I don't want the benefits I'm probably entitled to, because he was in the service for more than a decade. So he was entitled to a lot of things. I think he had 2 years left. Or maybe 3 years left. I'm not actually certain on that. Let's see here. Scheller is currently in a pre-trial confinement, a spokesperson for Training and Education Command said of the officer's status. The time, date, and location of the proceedings have not been determined. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller will be afforded all due process, the statement continued. But the elder Scheller defended his son, arguing that he was only asking for accountability for the military's top brass. He's asking for the same accountability that is expected of him and his men, he said. I've had Vietnam veterans contacting me, applauding him for his courage because they too want to know, was it all worth it, he continued. And by demanding an accountability and honesty from his senior leaders, that's all he was asking. And the way the Marine Corps has dealt with it, they now have put him in jail. So, I agree 100%. As a citizen, as an American, I should be given all transparency for what the military, that my tax dollars help pay for, is doing. They should be held accountable for what they do. Someone should pay for killing that family, that innocent family. I believe it was 7 children. That was their response to the whole Kabul thing. Kill a family, kill some children. And they stood by it. No one has come and apologized for that. Oh, it was a righteous strike. General Milley has claimed. Of course, this was before they found out that it was actually an interpreter that helped American forces for years and his family. Oh, that secondary explosion that they found out? That was actually probably just some propane somewhere nearby, maybe like an outdoor heater or something. It certainly wasn't from the next car over, which was what they were claiming for the longest time. Well, there was a secondary explosion, right, Jen Psaki? That's what you made it very clear that, well, it was obvious that we got him. Accountability. I mean, the same goes with elections. Transparency, accountability, it all goes hand in hand. We deserve it. We need it. As American citizens, we should have all of that. We should know what happened with the audit, which is absolutely crazy. I did a segment on it last week. What's happening with it? Nothing. No one's talking about it. They're sweeping that under the rug because they don't want people to talk about the duplicate ballots. They found duplicate ballots. Oh, sure, they found 90 more ballots, but the ballots shouldn't have been counted in the first place. These people don't understand that. They're ignoring the base of all the stuff. Just like what happened in Afghanistan. We need accountability. These people are just going, there's no way we could have known. Here, this is Secretary Austin. It's a video of him basically saying this. This is a quote. We helped build a state, but we could not forge a nation. The fact that the Afghan army that we and our partners trained simply melt away, in many cases without firing a shot, took us by surprise. It would be dishonest to claim otherwise. Are you serious? That last statement too, it would be dishonest to claim otherwise. Are you kidding me? I've seen so many videos. I've talked to military members that were like, yeah, these guys didn't care. They just smoked drugs. They did drugs. They didn't care. They were like, whatever. It doesn't matter. I've seen the training videos where they're laughing. They're both, the trainees are laughing. The trainers are laughing. They're like, these guys are jokes. I haven't seen any proof that they would have stood up and defended against the Taliban at all. So this is a blatant lie. You're lying. Of course, it's ABC News and politics that they would share. I mean, I don't know. I don't trust any of these people anymore. Psaki, of course, comes out and says she does not deny generals advised Biden against his Afghanistan withdrawal deadline. There's a little snip from Sean Hannity of her saying that. But I don't want to hear that woman's voice. I hear it enough when I have to listen to her press briefings. It is the worst. As you know, gaslighting. Yeah, I can't stand that woman. Anyway. But on that same note, the Pentagon brass revealed that Biden ignored troop recommendations on Afghanistan. President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan was against the personal judgment of two of his highest-ranking military officers, both General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, said Tuesday during testimony on Capitol Hill that they believed roughly 2,000 troops should have remained in Afghanistan. I believe the number was actually 2,500. So one could argue 3,000 if they're just going to say 2,000, whatever. I mean, 2,500 troops. That would have made a huge difference. We could have secured at least the border of the airport itself and allowed American citizens to leave. I heard horror stories of people that got to the gates and were turned away and were said to go shelter in place somewhere until it's safe. That we'll email you. Go to this website and log in and then we'll get back to you via email. Yeah. Where is the accountability? Whose fault is it then? Is it the generals for not pressing Biden that said, you are making a huge mistake. I want us to go on record that I am against what you're about to do and withdraw these thousands of troops. We should keep them in and I want it on the record so you know it's your fault. Did they do that? No. No, they didn't. Because you know that they would have been like, see, I went on record to show him. And enter back this Marine. This is exactly what he's talking about, okay? Stuart Scheller.
He said, we need accountability. Nobody is taking the responsibility for this. Is it Biden's fault? Yes. That's really the key. It is absolutely Biden's fault because he made the decision to withdraw the troops. He made the decision to withdraw from Bagram Airport, the Air Force base. He made the decision to not keep Kabul, the whole city, which he had the option to do. Taliban said, hey, you know, look, you can take the whole city. And he's like, no, 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 we're just going to take everyone out. You can have the city. Maybe not verbatim, sure. But essentially, that's what happened. Okay. Or maybe it is the general's fault. Is it the general's fault for not saying, you have to do it this way. This is my other guy. We're both in agreement that you are going to get people killed and leave people behind if we don't leave some troops on the ground right now. So now this guy's in jail. Why? He tendered his resignation. He didn't want to be in the army anymore. Why would he be court-martialed? Why would he even be, granted, I don't know the process of tendering your resignation from active military service, as I never joined the military myself. I thought about it for a while, and I ended up not doing it, but I don't know how many of you know about Geeks and Gamers, but Ryan from Geeks and Gamers was in the Navy for a long time, and I actually didn't even know, because he didn't talk about it. He didn't make mention at all of his political leanings. It was more, you know, pop culture stuff, the movies and all that. But now that he's officially a civilian again, he's snapping. And I can't wait to have him on my show. But should we have expected Colonel Scholler to do that? Scheller? I don't know how to say his name, but it still remains. Should we have expected him to just keep his mouth shut? When someone says, hey, the higher-ups aren't doing what they should be doing. They're not, no one's being held accountable for what just happened, this terrible withdrawal of Afghanistan. It feels like people want to forget it, which is insane. Biden is doing a terrible job. The generals are doing a terrible job. I mean, a couple governors are doing terrible things for their states. Looking at you, California. Looking at you, New York. I'm going to talk about New York governor in a little while. I think it's a shame. I think it's ridiculous that this guy's in jail. All he did was ask for accountability. And I think he had every right to say that. All right. Anyway, someone just said Scheller's a political prisoner. It makes sense. I agree. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about R. Kelly. So, R. Kelly is a disgusting human being. Breaking news, if you haven't heard, he is a terrible person. He has used his fame to lure young children into his predatory hands. And it's disgusting. Manipulated them. I have absolutely no respect for R. Kelly. I will not be listening to his music. Granted, I never really did. I think when I was in high school, is a thong song? Was that R. Kelly? I think so. I'm not really sure. I will skip it if it ever... I never hear that. I don't think I have to worry about ever hearing R. Kelly's music again. He got sentenced, okay? And this is from Fox. This sums it up quite nice. Surviving R. Kelly producer wants people to stop streaming his music following conviction. R. Kelly was found guilty on all 9 counts of his racketeering and sex trafficking case on Monday. One of the producers behind Surviving R. Kelly has spoken out about the disgraced R&B singer's sex trafficking conviction. R. Kelly was found guilty on all 9 counts in his racketeering and sex trafficking case on Monday. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York confirmed that the 54-year-old was found guilty on all counts on Twitter. Kelly's criminal charges were covered in the docuseries, and it's been credited for making his case stand out amid the hashtag MeToo movement or era. Executive producer Dream Hampton reflected on the impact the series had on Kelly's fate in an interview with Gail King on CBS Mornings on Tuesday. unlike King, whose televised 2019 interview with Kelly went viral for his on-air dramatics towards the host. Hampton reminded viewers documentarians reached out multiple times to Kelly, who denied to contribute to the film. Here's a quote. "We, of course, couldn't get him for our cameras, although we invited him several times. I thought about your interview because I'm still thinking about Joy Savage, who, of course, defended him during your interview and who hasn't returned to her mother. So I think about the damage he's done over the past 3 decades and how long it's going to take these victims." Here is the clip that they're talking about. Hampton added that producers talked to dozens of victims in preparation for surviving R. Kelly. Despite the conviction, she highlighted that there's still a long road for his victims to recover from the trauma they experienced. "It had been 20 to 25 years since they were teenagers and had been preyed upon by R. Kelly. They had children, they had husbands, and they didn't want to have to come on camera to talk about that painful trauma," Hampton said of many who were interviewed. "Although this verdict is a step in that direction, I think about the restitution that's necessary. The financial restitution. Therapy is not free. The kind of work that these women are going through to have to do to get their lives back is going to take a lot of time." She also discussed what the conviction means for survivors and a majority who were women of color. "I want to believe that this means that Black women survivors will be heard." Although, see, I have such an issue with this because I feel like anyone who is a real victim should be heard. You know, you're making it a race issue. All right. I'm sorry. I get so tripped up on this kind of stuff because it is a serious issue. All right. And anyone who has been victimized, a true victim, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter what your skin color is. You should always, I don't care who you are, get the help that you need. Right. And I don't know if R. Kelly has money from his music or anything, but anything that he has should be going to these victims. I don't care what their skin color is. They should get the help that they need. So they go on, but I want to actually show you this video. This is from attorney Gloria Allred. This is a video that she is making remarks after the fact, after she read the verdict.
"Today, R. Kelly has been convicted of very serious federal crimes. Mr. Kelly, who once described himself as a, quote, genius, end quote, to one of my clients who testified, is nothing but a convicted felon. I attended this trial because I represent 3 of the 6 victims for whom charges were filed in this case and who testified at this trial. In addition, I represent 2 other key witnesses who testified and another victim, Jane Doe number 9, who was prepared to testify but was not called to testify. I have been practicing law for 47 years. During this time, I have pursued many sexual predators who have committed crimes against women and children. Of all the predators that I have pursued, however, Mr. Kelly is the worst."
Is the worst. All right, this is 6 minutes long. I am not going to subject you guys to 6 minutes of Gloria Allred speaking about this. But I do want to talk about the victims, right? I mean, anyone who is a victim, I mean, I have Eliza Blue on my show often, and I support her wholeheartedly because this is a very real thing that we need to be aware of, right? A victim can be any skin color, all right, despite what they seem to focus on women of color instead of any victim who has been hit by an abuser. And it comes in all shapes and colors. And we really need to get them the help that they need. So please, if you do need help, if you know someone who needs help or are the person that needs help, please reach out. There are people that will help you out. There are hotlines that you can call. You know, let me just go to Eliza's page real quick because I'm fairly certain she keeps it right on the top of her page, so it's easy to find. It's not, but Let me see. I want to just show you guys where you can get some help. Well, it's just her talking about her locals, which she talks about this exact thing. I mean, she's constantly talking about this. Let's see. This is actually a tweet about the R. Kelly thing. She said, the corporate press finally said it. Our image of a sex trafficking victim is a white girl kept in a basement, but black women and girls are disproportionately targeted. R. Kelly conviction, black women are the face of sex trafficking. But it's their fault. Just as missing black and indigenous women are ignored by the corporate press, so are black and indigenous victims slash survivors of human trafficking globally. They choose the stories. They choose the attached images. Interesting. So she's actually calling out mainstream media to show that it's their fault for portraying it as though it's the white women who are actually targeted the most, when that's actually not true. Right? So, man, I mean, that opens up a whole nother can of worms as far as the mainstream media and what they report on, what they show to convince the world that people only care about when it's a white person, which, if you're asking me, it doesn't matter what skin color it is. If you're a victim of sex trafficking, it is a shame, and I want you to get some help, all right? And I want to help the people that need the help, right? So, all right, shout out to Eliza because she's absolutely fantastic. Okay, moving on. Let us talk about this new governor. Oh my gosh! All right, so Cuomo stepped down, right? He amid sexual allegations, coming off of a segue from R. Kelly, but my. So he stepped down, and this woman stepped in. Now, I didn't know anything about her. I haven't lived in New York in a couple of years. I lived in New York most of my adult life, in fact. And most of that time, I wasn't politically aware at all. And now, of course, if you watch my show, you know that I am very much paying attention to everything that is going on around me, as much as I can anyway. And this is pretty crazy. This woman is a tyrant. And I'm going to show you a few videos of her speaking. One of them is really weird. But it's all about this, though. So 83,000 New York hospital workers could lose their jobs under state's new vaccine mandate. Yeah, 83,000 of them are set to lose their jobs. The mandate requires that all healthcare workers receive the jab. Ahead of the mandate's effect, some hospital networks, including Northwell Health, have already terminated the employment of over 24 healthcare workers. I'm sorry. A pandemic so bad, we can afford firing 83,000 hospital workers in just New York. So I had to say it. Let's see here. Others have been giving 30 days notice to receive the vaccine or lose their jobs. According to the New York state officials, around 16% of hospital workers are not fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. What does that mean? The number is equal to slightly more than 83,000 employees. Steve Corwin, the president and CEO of New York Presbyterian Hospitals, one of the largest hospital networks in the United States, says that the vaccine mandate is necessary to get everyone fully vaccinated. Around 30% of staff were unvaccinated before the hospital network's own vaccination deadline last week. However, less than 1% refused to take the shot and resigned. The rest got the jab. CBS News reports here, so out of 48,000 employees and affiliated physicians, we have less than 220 that have chosen to not get the vaccine, Corwin told CBS. The Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo, about 5% of the staff, roughly 400 people, are unvaccinated and on leave. We stopped elective inpatient surgeries. We stopped some of our outpatient patient visits. We stopped ICU medical transfers from other referral rural hospitals. We've asked for more time to work on strategies with the state to ensure that as many people as possible get vaccinated, says Tom Quatroach. I don't know how to say that, but that is the president and CEO of the Erie County Medical Center. On Monday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul I don't even know how to say her name, actually. I've never heard it out loud. Announced plans to dispatch National Guard troops to fill in at hospitals that are short-staffed due to the mass termination or resignation of employees who refuse to take the vaccine. A similar vaccination mandate for teachers is expected to take effect in New York City later this week. However, it is unlikely to see a massive fallout. As the teachers' union says, 97% of its members are already vaccinated. Over the weekend, New York City said that roughly 7,000 education workers received the shot. Washington Post reports that the restrictions are causing a staffing shortage crisis, prompting Governor Hochul to declare a disaster emergency as tens of thousands of workers face termination in the next coming weeks. Okay, this is where I'm going to play the first video. Okay, and pardon my French if you're reading, because this is from my Twitter page, and I'm rather spicy over on my Twitter feed. I'm not gonna, of course, read, but you can see. Oh no, not this one. Hold on. Actually, that's the weird one. I'm gonna say that one in a little bit. So this is when she's got a press conference. Listen to what she says here.
And we'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a healthcare facility to have been vaccinated. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address these shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard, who are medically trained.
Wow.
Deploy people who've been retired, who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends.
That's not my first position here, my friends. My friends? What is this? Who you're the governor. Why are you trying to clearly gaslight people? She wrote an executive order to give herself more powers. We watched Gretchen Whitmer do that. She was getting in trouble for it. People were pissed that she had these executive powers. You think the executive powers that this woman now holds, she's going to relinquish anytime soon? You think it's only to be able to put the National Guard in these hospitals to help out? Yeah, right. This woman is absolutely bonkers. And now I'm going to play this because I couldn't believe I heard this. This is the same woman.
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening.
You're the smart ones. All right, so saying that if you didn't get vaccinated, you're idiots. How many people in that crowd do you think weren't vaccinated? Oh, it gets worse.
And to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to...
What? She wants these people to be her apostles? Who does she think she is? Soy Jesus? It's Jesus? That was just kind of a joke, but my goodness. She's telling people to go be her apostles. This woman just became governor and is now making executive orders to give herself emergency powers, telling people to be her apostles, telling people that the vaccine is a gift from God. I'm pretty sure that's sacrilegious, what she's doing here. I'm pretty sure that that would be frowned upon if you're religious. Because I don't think this woman's religious. I think she's pandering to a room full of, it seems she's in some sort of a church. Holy cow. Like, I couldn't believe this when I first heard this. That's why I said on Twitter, I'm like, who the F does this woman think she is? She thinks she's some sort of, like, deity. What?
To go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another.
Oh, but I'm pretty sure Jesus wouldn't have turned anyone away if they were vaccinated or not. Because it really seems like that's their mentality nowadays that you are somehow sick if you aren't vaccinated. Now, look, I have to do this. YouTube, I am not a doctor. I'm not advocating for anyone, any sort of medical advice at all. I'm just reading this news and reporting on it. Now, currently, the NBA, some NBA players are actually standing up. And they're talking about how, according to the CDC, you can still transmit it and get it, and that they actually have already gotten COVID. So why should they don't fear it. I just posted a clip from him earlier today. Let's see. Here's one of them.
Athletic.
It's great.
What is it about the vaccine that makes you...
This guy's awesome. These guys are heroes. They're standing up saying, hey, look, I've had it already. And people, you know, we're still learning about natural immunity, but, you know, I'm not in fear because I've had it. And, you know, the vaccine, according to the CDC, you can still get it and still transmit it. So you just, it just reduces the severity of your own symptoms, which he says he's young and healthy and he's already had it. So he doesn't need to fear it. Now, go back to this woman who's talking about how it's some sort of gift from God.
How do you show that love, but to care?
And that you show love by getting it. This is where these people are right now. They're turning it into your evil now. I'm already used to it because I'm a Trump supporter openly, right? If you're a Trump supporter, they think you're evil. They think you're racist. Anyone who is a Trump supporter, any of these leftists will look at you and be like, whoa, racist, misogynist, bigot, whatever insult that they're throwing out nowadays. Well, now it's being clumped together with the unvaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, suddenly now you're evil. You're the smart ones, she said, implicating that you're an idiot. When there's reports of people who are unvaccinated tend to be significantly more informed about all of the everything, according to a bunch of different articles that I've read. I don't have them up right now. It just came to me because people are doing their research. I certainly have. I've read a lot of stuff, probably the most amount of things about the vaccines, but I can't talk about them because YouTube gave me multiple strikes by talking about them. I don't even know if I'm at risk right now, but I'm not giving any medical advice. I want you to all follow your doctors, but I also follow logic myself. These basketball players are right. They're just asking questions. We're not even allowed to ask questions anymore. Granted, I have a show and there's no one here to talk to, ask questions, and medical professionals, whatever. So I refrain from making statements. But this woman is firing over 83,000 people because they've chosen to not risk it because they don't feel that it's worth it for them. Biden says that he needs to have 97 to 98% of the U.S. population vaccinated before we go back to normal life. Bullshit. I'm sorry. There's no way. They're never going to go back to normal. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. I do not believe it at all. Look at California. They just made mail-in voting permanent. Mail-in voting was supposed to be just because of the pandemic. No, but now it's permanent there. Why? We have absentee voting. If you can't make it physically in, that's what absentee ballots are for. But now they're maintaining this permanency for these different things that were implemented because of the pandemic. They never want it to go away. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about control. All right, I'm gonna be done before I get in trouble. Because I feel like I am at risk whenever I talk about this kind of stuff. I'm at risk of getting in trouble. And you never know. You know, you never know. Look, again, I'm not a medical doctor. YouTube, I'm not advocating for anything. I want people to follow their doctor's advice and do what's best for them. Period. All right? But seriously, though, this woman scares me. All right? She is a... This woman, I just... She went authoritarian real quick. Okay? Real quick. All right. How you guys doing? How is chat? I see you, chat. Great to see you guys. I saw a couple super chats come in before the show started. Let me find them real quick. Hope you guys are good. I'm excited to go to Texas next week. I'm going to be on Elijah Schaefer's show and join Savannah. I'm probably going to take Thursday off and join in on their You Are Here. I believe they're live right now, actually. They go live from 7 to 8 Eastern time, I believe. Let me just... I have to verify that it's me for some reason, even though I am me. Come on. It's me. Yes, it's me. Okay, it's me. Yep, it's me. Let me just see my super chats, please. Come on. Sorry, I'm just, it's forcing me to verify that it's me because I'm in a different location than it's used to. Even though I keep having to do that every single day, it's kind of annoying. All right, first super chat, we got Robert Wiles coming in hot, says, I hope this makes Betty smile and Diana Francisco smile. I just got my sis and niece their Christmas gifts. It wasn't cheap, $172. LOL, be blessed, everyone. Right on, Robert. Thank you very much. Scrody says, howdy, Adam. Did you hear of the vegetable seed shortage this year? I'm hearing that this is kind of moving towards a possible ban on farming. What do you think? I haven't heard anything about that, so I don't know if this is if it's true or not. I do have a nice collection of seeds myself that I will, you know, be farming. I mean, if they make it illegal to farm, that would be a ban on farming. Sounds absolutely insane. I have been talking about getting people to grow their own food. You can grow your own food. It comes out of the ground and it's free. It costs your time, but it's absolutely worth it. Green grass. I have green grass on my property, excuse me, but I also have a lot of garden space and I'm going to be growing a lot of stuff. It's a little late for me to start planting this year anyway, but I do have some grapes. Got a lot of apples. Blueberries are already gone, but lots of mushrooms coming in. Yeah, lots of delicious stuff. All right, let's see. Robert again says, I will make sure to take pics of my niece when she is using the outdoor and projector. Who knows? I may make a video of me watching the stream on it. Okay, right on. Chet Chisholm says, firing medical professionals during a pandemic for advocating safe medication administration and informed consent makes you a reprehensible tyrant. There it is. Chet, I agree with you 100%, and that is absolutely that woman right there. Oh my. She is a tyrant. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, so this is a card Cuomo played as a big redacted you for giving him the boot. This new governor is bat redacted crazy. Yeah, you think? Jason Dixon celebrating 14 months as a member. Wow. He says, 14 months. I was one of the first people who subbed to you. Wow, that's so cool, Jason. I appreciate that. I would ding the bell that you, in fact, got me yourself. But unfortunately, I am traveling right now. Hydro says, it's a battle of good and evil, right and wrong. We need to divide from evil and unite with good. I don't want to divide, though. You know, how do we do that without dividing? And is it possible? Is it even possible to do that, right? To convince, to shine a light on bad, to help them realize that what is good, right? What a pickle, man. We're in, this is new territory for me. Not Blue says, I'm pretty furious about the Marine being in the brig. They taught us in the Corps accountability is vital to good leadership. Not the same Corps I left. That sucks. Yeah, I can't believe it that he's in the brig. I'm not really surprised, but it sucks. Jason Dixon says, Abba Zabba, you my only friend. Mr. Knox says, been years since I heard an R. Kelly song. Won't be again. What a disappointment. Yeah, I mean, I'm not missing anything. If you guys haven't subscribed yet, please do subscribe. If you haven't smashed that like button, smash it. We got an awesome amount of likes. Thank you guys for showing up for me as you do. Appreciate you guys. Sexy Goldfish says, smash like. Yes, I love the vibe here. Jason Dixon says, smash the like button like it owes you money. Scrody Johnson with celebrating 3 months says, my mom received a letter Thursday saying all hospital employees that have patients under Medicare have to get the jab or they will be fired. It's insane. It is insane. Jason Dixon says, I won't get the jab. I have liberties and freedom. Right on. Mr. Knox with a $10 super chat says, here in Melbourne, we had a silent protest who were mostly healthcare workers, media, and people accusing them of anti-vax. However, when interviewed, they are for vaccine, but anti-mandate. Yes. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate. I'm anti-mandate. Right? If you are at risk, go get it. Definitely. I'm just not interested myself. I don't want to be forced to get something that I don't trust. That's just me. And I'm not a medical professional. I have to say that. Mavis says, someone on a local stream called her Kathy Cuomo, and now I refuse to call her anything else. She's like Cuomo part two, but with lady parts. Yeah, wow. I can't unsee that. Now I'm going to call her Kathy Cuomo from now on. Scrody Johnson again says, I can't get the jab. I have a Guillain-Barre a few years ago from a flu vax almost killed me. Jabs scare me to death. Well, again, you got to do what's best for you. Definitely. So Darth Hideous, I agree with what you're saying in chat, but I can't even say that. You know why? Because I said that once on my stream and I got a strike for it. Even though it's true. Absolutely insane. I can't read what he wrote in chat, but I would absolutely get a strike for it. Mark G says, I'm tired of these tyrants and hypocrites. You can call me an idiot, but at least my heart won't become enlarged by the redacted. Right. I mean, there is a chance at it, right? But I'm young and healthy. Now, you know, man, this subject is very delicate, right? Because I've gotten strikes before for talking about this exact stuff. Mr. Knox again says, this whole vax thing will be like a cult, like a scene from the Purge movie where they're for the life of purging people. Yeah. Crazy how we might be there. Minion became a member. Thank you, Minion. Oh, man, that's so great. Ding, 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 ding. We got a new member. All right, you guys know what that means. If you are a member, you can actually spin the UFO. Minion, welcome to the Adams family. You can actually spin the UFO, the actual UFO, in chat because I have the actual emote. I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Scrody Johnson says, Jesus taught to love, not hate. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he taught about loving thy neighbor, not judging them and forcing them to do what you want them to do. That's fascism. I don't understand how these people they tend to forget about what fascism is. Joffrey with a $10 super chat says, Ephesians 6:12, Ephesians? I don't know what that is. And I'm not very familiar with the Bible, so I'm sorry. 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil, spiritual forces in the heavens. Right on. Ephesians? I don't know what that is. Yeah, let's see. Scrody Johnson says, we need to go 1692 on her. LOL, just kidding. We need to get those people out. We the people should have the power, not these yahoos. Yeah, I agree with that. Mark G says, Fauci, 922. And the Lord said, prick thyself and be saved. for your feelings have saved you. Go forth and berate the unpricked. Blessed be the pricks. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Mark G says, Texas. That's right. I'll be in Texas next week. Heading out there to join Elijah and Savannah on their show. Really excited. I've actually haven't met Savannah in person. So we actually get to meet, which is fun. Kyle Schmidt. Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Says, not going to lie. And I know news have been crappy lately, but you were my outlet from the bad news Tim was covering. More science history fun stories. Okay. Yeah, I understand that. Look, I love science and stuff. I try to be optimistic. I mean, I am optimistic, right? I don't listen to Tim. I just can't anymore. I don't listen to his stuff. I don't follow him. We don't talk. It's just I'm just moving on with my life, and I don't follow people that are doom and gloom, because that's just not how I roll. I want optimistic people. I want to figure out answers for the future that work for everyone, which of course is nearly impossible. But as long as you're trying to do that, you know, then props. Logan says, quit my job in healthcare because of the mandate and opened a bar instead, opening soon. Nice. Nice. That sounds awesome. Oh, and Kyle, I'm sorry that some of my episodes are a little more on the dark side of things. You know, I have to report on stuff that I see. You know, sometimes the news days write themselves. Like today, the Marine being jailed, that was like, I got to talk about that. That's insane. You know, I mean, the R. Kelly thing that happened yesterday. And then, of course, this woman is just insane. Kathy Cuomo, as it were. Now I can't let go of that. It's kind of funny. Mr. Squiggle says, told you guys she was going to be worse than Cuomo. You did say that, actually, Squiggles. I remember, yeah. Sticky Ikariki says, 36, 24, 36. Ha ha ha, only if she's 5'3". What are we even talking about? This woman is, was she, I don't even know. Quesadilla says, so broke brain Biden is going to lock up a colonel, but not General Milley. Yeah. Right. Insane. Mexi-Man says, science is God, vaccine is baptism, and COVID is the devil. All right, guys, that's my show. I will be back, of course, tomorrow, Wednesday. I had a, I got some dinner I'm going to go out to and chill. It's been really nice here in Chicago. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my week, my family. I hope you guys enjoy your time with any sort of loved ones around you. Call your mother, tell her you love her, and maybe your grandmother if you're lucky to have her in your life still. So, all right, guys, thank you for tuning in. I will be back, of course, tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern time here on The Krigler Show. Good night.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern time.